And you're joining the Romeros with our good friends Tom and Barb Postorino, talking in particular about the first time I was invited on the traverse of the Grand Canyon, rim to rim. And before we continue our story about what happened to my daughter and I on the first trip, Tom, we and Barbara, you deal with the Park Service all the time because you're the one making all the reservations. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really don't like us rim to rimmers.
No, they don't, because it does. They put out some things this year for the first time, indicating how much it costs for them to help people that do wind up in trouble. So it actually isn't something that you should do without thoroughly training. And by thoroughly, I mean doing long distance hikes, because the heat is always an issue there. Normally, this year, Tom will tell you, it's going to be very, yeah. very different. But yeah. Normally, the heat is really an issue. And so heat training and long distance hiking is absolutely necessary.
Hours on the feet.
Yes. There's a lot of to the timing of it, because you may have to deal with flooding or the extreme heat, or even you've come out of the canyon in extreme cold.
That was nice. It sure made the hike easier, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I think the best prep, there's a book out called Death in the Grand Canyon. I read it the first year they were on the hike. It's like, will they ever come home?
Yeah.
Or just Google it on your computer.
And it's actually called Over the Edge, Death in the Grand Canyon.
Okay. I was kind of stuck and fixated on that Death in the Grand Canyon.
Well, that author has a series of books, Death in Yosemite, Death in...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Yosemite's over the wall, so people that have fallen trying to climb the rock face. Yeah.
Well, that one in the canyon, I promise you, is 400 pages long.
Over
it is huge.
The edge. So
it
took me a minute to find it just now, too. That's why...
So in our story now, Julia and I have made it from the South Rim to the bridge.
Yeah, the bridge.
It's really the base of the North Rim headwall.
Ooh, after that, you are going up, man. You're looking at heaven.
And
trying to get to heaven.
I'm walking across the bridge, and I'm done. I'm done.
Then you've got problems, buddy.
I've never felt like this before. Mm-hmm. And so we've made the entire traverse to this point on lots and lots of water, that warm, gooey stuff that's supposed to be energy booster, and a couple Clif power bars. So I'm 100%, not knowing it at the time, I'm 100% salt depleted. And I tell Gia, I've got to lay down on this bridge just for a minute.
I wish I'd have seen that one.
I lay down on the bridge and I put my feet up on the cable. Just raise my feet up a little bit. Why don't you describe what happened when I tried to get up?
His calves were the size of a boulder and were hard as a rock. It was awful. And it was the first time I've ever seen him in pain. And I'm just like, we're going to die. I'm pretty sure we're going to die. Our group is like 7 miles ahead of us, pretty sure. And we're stuck on this bridge. And no shade. He can't even get to the shade on the other side of the bridge.
Oh.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I think it took us 3 or 4 hours to get that last...
Three miles, four miles.
Yeah,
that's
it was
very typical. I mean, a lot of
I locked up.
That.
I mean, I couldn't take a step more than about 3 or 4 inches. My everything literally below my mid thigh was concrete.
Yeah, it's very typical. Myself, I get cramps, and Barbara never seems to get a cramp. You know, but I get cramps, so I have to deal with a lot of water, a lot of salt. And this is the important thing you have to understand. This is not a game. It's not something to play with. You know, you have to have water, salt, food. I know one of our friends, in fact, a very fit young lady who does a lot of running, a lot of fitness things. She got so dehydrated, we almost had to get the helicopter rescue for her because, you know, she just didn't realize. She thought, well, you know, this is a typical thing for what I normally do.
Yeah.
And no, you have to take it serious. You
a
know?
Lot of your group, and your group has grown to a full bus. I mean, how many are y'all?
60. Four? It's 60.
So, and y'all fill up every year.
Every year.
Yeah, we have a waiting list. And
it's marathon runners.
Some of them.
I mean,
but,
they're wackos. They time each other. They try and get across. Who can get across the fastest?
There are some that do that. And actually, some of our people can see what our bus drops us off on the south side. Then the bus continues over to the north side, which is a long drive. It's about a four-hour drive.
They do stop for breakfast, though.
Yeah, with our luggage.
Yeah, yeah, with all luggage.
Our stuff. And
we've
got about
20 seconds.
Yeah. And some of the guys and girls will beat the bus over there. They're so talented, you know, but that's quite incredible, you know.
Well, you know, I have been to the Grand Canyon many times. Gone and looked over the rim. I've hiked down to Supai. And I'm a firm believer you don't appreciate the canyon until you get into the bottom. But you can do that on a raft, you know.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.